Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Donna McLean, Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, another PwC partner. Well, Donna, the Department of Transportation just received its first clean audit opinion on the financial statements for 2001. What steps did the department take to achieve this?
Well, I have to be honest about this. We actually received a clean opinion in 1999 and lost it in 2000 and got it back in 01. And it I think just simply proves that a clean opinion is you know, once you get it, you don't rest on your laurels, because it's hard to maintain it, particularly with we are just now modernizing our accounting system, and we are trying to keep our clean opinion with a rather antiquated system, and it results in a lot of good people working phenomenal hours at the end of the calendar year to basically make sure all of our documentation is in order. If I can talk for a minute about why we lost our clean opinion, because I think it's sort of interesting. At least for a budget geek like me, I think it's sort of interesting. Anyway, in 1999, we got our clean opinion, sort of, like I said, by the skin of our teeth, working very, very, very hard. In 2000, we lost it because in 1999, you know, we got our clean opinion. And the way the accountants, you know, look at this is, obviously, when you finish your clean opinion, then they don't look back again. They're just looking at your clean opinion then for that current year. And what happened in FAA, some good people just made some wrong decisions. Some folks who manage property for FAA and were trying to make the documentation even better and clearer changed some documentation that actually affected some of the calculations on property values from 1999 and prior. So what basically was happening was, let's say that you had a radar, and there was we were making sure that our documentation was clear and clean, and we had a new you know, some kind of new feature added to the radar, so there was an upgrade, so the value of that property in fact increased. Well, somebody logged in and actually changed the value of that property that affected prior to 2000. That basically took a database that was clean, according to our 1999 audit, and degraded it. Again, these are people thinking they're doing the right things, but we just didn't realize this was happening until late in the year, and we couldn't correct it. And so the accountants the auditors looked back and said, "Hey, this has now been violated. This clean property information." So we actually lost it because people thought they were doing the right thing. Well, we've got that a bit under control now, and we were able to pull our property back into shape at FAA, and we did gain our clean opinion in 2001. I think we're working very closely with our Inspector General, who's helping us do the audit, or who's doing our audit, and I think we're going to have some real risks in 2001, in part because the Department of Transportation has had some big changes to it, which you've probably noticed, yes. In part, that's the establishment of the Transportation Security Administration. And this is, you know, basically the screeners at the airports. And that right now is part of the Department of Transportation. So we have had to set up, and we are hiring a, you know, depending on whose opinion on how many staff there are, we right now have the authority to hire up to 45,000 people, but it could be larger than that. You know, we've got new equipment and property we have to keep track of. So that's going to be a big risk for us for 2002.
Well, how about the OMB scorecard for financial management? How are you doing getting to green?
Well, I have been, I'm a fortunate CFO because, you know, obviously I started with the Bush administration just a year and a half ago or so. And our predecessors had worked very, very hard to start putting in a new financial system. It's an Oracle-based financial system we call Delphi. But we are progressing pretty well on that. We now have 10 of our operating administrations out of the 15 on our Oracle financials. And so as a result, we're doing pretty well on the getting to green financial. You know, we had a status grade of yellow for the Department of Transportation on financial management.
Let's talk for just a second about Delphi. Delphi, as we understand, is an integrated financial management system. Can you explain to us a bit about what that means? What does it mean to you to be rolling out this integrated system?
Well, in short, it means that we can have our consolidated financial system really at a push of the button. So previously we had several accounting systems that were online, and we had to then have these interfaces that pulled numbers and data together, and then had a financial system that pulled all those numbers and, in fact, created our financial statement. Now it's all in, or will be once we finish, will be all in one system. And so it's obviously reduces the possibility for errors, but it also increases the reliability from the standpoint of managers logging in and getting information up to date, accurate.
How's your progress in rolling it out through the department?
Well, a couple years ago, the prognosis was not good. We were pushing ahead probably more aggressively than many other departments. And we had an IG report that came out saying that, in fact, I mean, that we were moving too fast. And I mean, how often does the IG or GAO come out and tell a department they're moving too fast? Not very often. They're usually saying you're behind schedule. So, so we were pushing very, very hard and very fast to get this system up and running. We have, Oracle has upgraded its financial system. It's now, we had 11.03 and now we're at 11i, which basically means that Oracle has listened. There were some problems with the older version, and they fixed some of those problems. And we've got three big pieces left. That's our Federal Aviation Administration, Federal Highway Administration, and Coast Guard are all pending to be turned over to our Oracle Financial. So in the next 5 months, we'll see how we do with these large organizations.
But
we're doing really well. Up to this point, we're doing really, really well. I'm just always concerned about the next milestone. You know,
for those that are out there listening that may be thinking, I want to do this. I need to do this in my organization. What lessons learned, or what recommendations would you give them as far as this transition and rollout is concerned?
Well, I think it is really, really hard to do this, but you have to do it. If you have an old data or accounting system that isn't FFMIA compliant or JFMIP compliant, then you obviously have to upgrade. If you have a system that is homemade and made for your own department, you obviously have to get an off-the-shelf type system. And I think the biggest recommendation I would make would be that the person that heads up this transition does not necessarily have to be a financial manager. This is a big data change. It is like installing, you know, new air traffic controller computers, or, you know, new high-tech equipment in a Coast Guard vessel. So you need a project manager that has some financial experience, but really has that project management, because it is driving this project to the finish line. That's so important that, you know, financial managers on a day-to-day basis don't necessarily have that skill set. So I would say that you really need to make sure that you get a project manager that has pushed a big project through to the end.
That's great advice. Let's go in a little bit different direction for a minute and move from systems into some accounting methods. Some organizations have been implementing activity-based costing and other cost accounting methods. Is this something that the DOT is currently using, considering?
Well, actually, whether we wanted to consider it or not, it was in legislation that FAA established a cost accounting system a couple years ago. And in fact, I was working on the Hill at the time, so I think I somehow was involved in that, writing that legislation. But anyway, now I'm living it. FAA actually has put into place a cost accounting system that is quite impressive. It's not completely finished, but about 75% of its costs right now FAA is able to produce in cost accounting monthly data. FAA has taken that information and has been able to provide some great incentive for its employees. For instance, they've been able to make sure that the en route facility in one location, which is, you know, basically a facility that controls airplanes when they're in the high altitudes, and they, you know, sometimes will have, you know, 300 people in these facilities or 500 people, that they understand what the cost of providing per operation is, and then that's compared to another facility that has similar responsibility, and you sort of set up a competition really between these organizations and are these locations, and you sort of question, you know, why does Joe at his facility have a lower cost per aircraft operation than Bill does, and you know, let's start looking at what are the operational changes that we can make to be basically most cost effective in all of our facilities. So it set up some really good dynamics, and we're just scratching the surface on being able to use that. For the rest of the department, we are beginning to use, and we will be using, the Oracle financials for our cost accounting, but we are just beginning that. Obviously, FAA is one of our more business-like models because they provide air traffic control on a daily 24/7 situation. So they were the right place to start for cost accounting.
That's a good stopping point. It's time for a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Donna McLean of the Department of Transportation. What does the CFO Council do? We'll ask Donna, who serves on the council, when the Business of Government Hour returns.